Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is in a Las Vegas hospital following emergency surgery to repair a blocked artery. A Sanders campaign advisor says the Vermont senator is in good spirits, but the campaign has canceled all upcoming public events. And the New York Times is reporting it's also canceled an ad buy for now in Iowa. And here to talk about what this means for the Sanders campaign is VPR's senior political reporter Bob Kinzel. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Henry.
So the Sanders campaign says the senator had two stents put in to deal with this blockage. What do we know about the circumstances leading to the surgery?
Henry, here's what we know. Bernie Sanders was at a campaign event in Las Vegas last night when he complained about having chest pains at the conclusion of the event. Now, at the end of the rally, he asked a campaign aide for a chair because he was feeling very tired. And Bernie almost never talks from a chair. You know, he likes to stand up and walk around and talk.
Mm-hmm.
They took him in for some medical evaluations and tests and discovered he had a blocked artery, and it was decided that surgery was the best course of action. And as you mentioned, he had two stents inserted into the artery to reopen the flow of blood. Campaign says he's in great spirits. I talked to senior campaign advisor Jeff Weaver this afternoon, who told me that Bernie is, quote, up and about and is doing great. And he really has maintained an incredibly active schedule in the last few months.
Yeah. Well, so medically, how common is this kind of procedure, and what's the normal recovery period?
Henry, this afternoon I had an opportunity to talk with UVM cardiologist Dr. Prospero Gogo. He told me that this has become a rather routine type of surgery. They do about 1,300 of these procedures every year at the medical center. Now, he has not reviewed the Sanders case, but he says the usual recovery period can be a matter of a few days or a week or two, and that it's very, very important for a patient to take it easy at the outset and then build up strength for a full recovery.
Okay, so this means he's off the campaign trail for the moment. What does that mean for his momentum in this Democratic primary race?
Henry, that is the great unknown, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sanders is considered to be in good shape. He's had a really high energy level for months at a time. And the big question will be, how long will it take Bernie to resume a full-time campaign schedule? And will he feel well enough to be at the next Democratic presidential debate on October 15th? That's going to be a key date. And my guess is he really, really wants to be there.
Yeah. Sanders is 78 years old, and that's already been talked about as a possible liability for him in this race. Given this health complication this week, how do you think this plays into that potential liability?
Well, Henry, it certainly highlights his age. There's no question about that. But will the surgery actually revitalize him? Now that he's had surgery, his campaign says he's feeling much better. And as you mentioned, the campaign was set to launch some TV ads in Iowa this weekend that painted Bernie as, quote, a fighter against the policies that favor the wealthy. They canceled those ads, but when he does resume full-time campaigning, does it enhance his image as a fighter?
And just quickly, Bob, just yesterday, Sanders' campaign announced it has raised $25 million in the last quarter. Would that give him some cushion if he jumps back into the race?
Absolutely. The fact that he raised $25 million with an average contribution of $18 says a lot about the grassroots appeal of his candidacy, and it shows the campaign has a great long-term funding plan in place to carry Sanders through many of the primaries.
That's VPR's Bob Kinzel. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Henry.